Texans House, presented by Courtyard Marriott. Mark Vandermeer with you, with Texans president J.B. Roots and Rick Campo, chairman of the Super Bowl committee. How's it going, Rick, first of all?
Doing great. Absolutely. Thanks.
Jamie, how
are you
doing?
I'm good.
I think the big question here is, how many parties and or events have each of you been to this week? We'll start with you, Jamie. I mean, it must be voluminous.
We've had plenty. Certainly the parties and events and activities, but then we've had activities throughout the day.
Right.
A lot of media availabilities, some community service projects that I've been a part of, and I know Rick's schedule is like twice as bad. So,
what about you, Rick?
Well, parties. I actually have been to probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 parties in the last 2 days. But to Jamie's point, most of it has been community activities, interviews about selling Houston. You know, the Super Bowl is the platform that to make sure that everybody knows what a great city that we live in. And so I've been doing mostly that.
What is the most repeated question you get, because you've done so many media availabilities, Rick?
I think the most, probably the most asked question is, wow, how Houston has changed since the last Super Bowl. You know, for the media that was here in 2004,
right,
compared to the media that's here now, they're like, this is unbelievable. This is a different city.
How about you, Jamie?
I think Rick raises the question. The question coming in was, how has Houston changed? My answer was, hey, just wait. It's going to be obvious.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you come down to Discovery Green, you see the Marriott Marquis, completely renovated George R. Brown Convention Center, then anchored by the Hilton Americas, which, by the way, were all projects that Rick Campo, as chairman of Houston First, championed and brought into be. And then this wonderful 9-day street festival called Super Bowl Live, which will attract over 1 million people. You just walk in and you feel that Houston is now one of the great global cities. And this weekend really is the time where Houston has taken its rightful seat at the table of great global cities.
We were all there in Boston a few years ago when Houston got the bid. It was so exciting. Rick, how has the vision changed from that bid to what we're seeing here transpire in Houston?
Well, I think the vision in 2013 when we got the bid was to have a great fan fest. But when you think about what we ended up with, it's just incredibly bigger. It's an amazing opportunity for us to showcase Houston. We had an original plan to have Discover Green and maybe a block. Now we have Discover Green and 5 blocks. We have almost 1 million square feet outside in the footprint, and we were originally going to be maybe a third of that when we started in 13.
Your thoughts on the same question?
Well, Jamie. I mean, and just for perspective, that square footage is the equivalent of 13 football fields. So it's a
right.
massive street party. The weather certainly cooperated, and that's very helpful. But we got the Super Bowl because, Super Bowl 50 was all about the celebration of the past 49 Super Bowls at Super Bowl 50, the past. Super Bowl 51 is about the next 50 years, the future. Mm-hmm. And there's a demographer here in town by the name of Stephen Kleinberg, Dr. Stephen Kleinberg, who has done a longitudinal study of Houston over the last maybe 30 years. And he says often that if you want to see America 30 years from now, come to Houston, Texas, the most diverse city in America, a place that is fun. If you want to do it, you can find it in Houston, Texas, and it's affordable and available to all. But most importantly, Houston's got this can-do spirit. If you can dream it, you can do it in Houston, Texas. And those are all things that are playing out as folks come in here. And I think we have truly reshaped the image of our community. It's been a 4-year process.
Oh, no question.
But this weekend has allowed us to turn the corner.
It's amazing, Rick, how many other things happen as a result of the Super Bowl. Probably things that we didn't even know about a few years ago when Houston got the bid again. And you look at Club Nomadic and all these other things that are really not official Super Bowl events, but they sort of tag along to the Super Bowl. And that makes it exciting as well.
No question. The Super Bowl is the ultimate deadline, and it's also the ultimate platform for anyone to try to do something. When you think about the nonprofits, for example, that have tagged onto the Super Bowl, one example would be Rebuild Together, that fixes, rebuilds sort of inner city, you know, low income housing homes. They had a Super 51 program that started a year and a half before the Super Bowl,
wow.
And they've done over 650 homes rebuilt them for neighborhoods. And so the thing that's interesting to me, it is everyone globs on to the Super Bowl. They connect to it because they know it is the great connector of people, and that's what's so really cool about it. It's the sort of leveler where anybody can talk about the Super Bowl, and you bring all these community folks into play, and they create value for their communities with the Super Bowl, even though they're not a part of the Super Bowl and not a NFL partner or a Texans partner. They just want to connect to it because they know people love it.
It really is the epicenter of the sports and pop culture universe. That's right. What I call it.
Yeah. Well, Super Bowl is the biggest annual sporting event on the planet. And think about the run that Houston's been on. And I think Houstonians, you know, coming down here to Super Bowl Live, they're rediscovering their city. And that's one of the surprising things to me that's been a great benefit, is this renewed sense of community pride. There, Houstonians are walking with a swagger this weekend. Right. But we started with NCAA Final Four. We hosted Copa America. And part of that, we had the most important soccer event that's happened on U.S. soil in a generation. We have the kickoff, you know, Avacare Texas kickoff with U of H and Oklahoma, which was the biggest college football game on the biggest college football weekend in history. And then we ended with the Texas Bowl, and then the cherry on top is Super Bowl. So Houston's had a great run, and it's taken us to an amazing place.
I agree with you on the whole community spirit issue, because the thing that's interesting about it is I've run into people in the park today who never have been downtown, who've never been in Discovery Green since it was built in 2008.
Wow.
And they're like, and they live in Sugarland, and you're going, and they go, wow, I didn't know this existed. And you're like, well, it does. Come down.
Yeah. Well, I think the city is delivering a knockout performance. And everybody, as Jamie said, the swagger is there for the city of Houston. You walk around downtown and restaurants popping up everywhere. It feels like there's one a week. Let me ask you this. How much have you talked about the actual game this week, you two? Because I know you've been so busy with so many other things. And not only, I said, events and parties, you guys have meetings, too. You guys have been grinding in these meetings with people from around the country.
Who's playing in it?
Yeah.
Is there a game tomorrow?
Yeah. I know. Is it a funny
one? We talked a little bit about it. But for both Rick and I, and this has been a labor of love, and much more so Rick than me, but the opportunity for us to lift our community on a global platform, 3.5 billion media impressions about Houston being beamed all over the globe. And then you've got 140,000 out-of-town visitors. And these aren't just the run-of-the-mill people. These are the opinion leaders of the planet.
Well, you can't get any better than that, because if you think about, if you're trying to advertise to people about how great Houston is as a city, you can't spend enough money to ever come close to what the Super Bowl does. And right. When you think about it, it's about making sure that we compete as a city for intellectual talent, for the people. We don't want to educate our people at Rice and U of H and have them move to another city because the jobs aren't here. And that's what the Super Bowl does. The game, you know, if we didn't have the game, guess what? We wouldn't be sitting here chatting.
Right. Yeah.
So the game is important. Right. And I everybody asked me about predicting the game. And I said, you know, I'm going to make a prediction on the winner. And the winner is Houston, Texas.
Very good. All right. Rick Campo, chairman of the Super Bowl Committee, Houston Super Bowl Committee, and Jamie Roots, president of the Texans. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.